I live in the warm and I'll die in the
center. Welcome to our booth.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another Thursday night Defender 7 broadcast with your hosts, Lieutenant General Christopher Weathers, Colonel Kimberly Purvis, and I'm your co-host and General of the Defender 7, Bobby Ormsby. Before we get on with our show, I need to read our disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed on Defender 7 radio show and Facebook page are those of the callers and or authors and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the Defenders 7. That being said, I'd like to welcome any new listeners. If it's your first time just tuning in, we always put on a good show. And boy, tonight's going to be a doozy of a show. But just to let you know, we also have a website. If you type in all lowercase letters, www.defenders, Roman numeral V as in Victor, with two small I's, .com. On our website, we have a store and we have a donate button. All proceeds, 100% from our store, and any donations we bring in go back to our communities throughout all 50 states in a time of need. So please, by all means, purchase something, donate button. Help us to help you and your community. Now we can be also be reached on our Facebook national page by typing in the search box, all capital letters, Defenders 7. Before you hit that join button, we expect all of our members and our future members to participate in everything we do throughout the whole group. That's training, survival training, to relief training, meeting those in your community, and face-to-face, which we call meet and greets, to know who has your six when shit hits the fan. Now, if you get in and you feel it's not for you, you could always leave, no hard feelings. We're also on MeWe. If you click on organizations and scroll down to the Defenders 7 Humanitarian American Patriot Group. Also look us up on YouTube. Our colonel has set up a YouTube page. Click subscribe. Help us get our numbers up there. Now, as I've been saying all week, I'm leaving tomorrow morning to go to Spotsylvania, Virginia. We are conducting a search for Caitlin Akins, So any of our Virginia people that are listening right now, please, by all means, help us out. Spread the word. I will be broadcasting from there Saturday night, along with our normal Survival Saturday show. But go to WeCanBringYouHope.org or WCYBH on Facebook. And please share the heck out of the flyer. Hopefully we can bring some peace to this family. And now I will turn the microphone over and open up the phone lines and welcome our Lieutenant General, Christopher Weathers.
Good evening, everyone.
Our Colonel, Kimberly Purvis.
Howdy, howdy.
And our Captain from Wisconsin, Lorna Munson, a.k.a. Slacker.
Get it right. It's Wisconsin.
Bobby.
You know, kind of like whiskey, but
before the show?
What's that?
Did you use the bathroom before the show?
Sure did. Did you hear it?
Yes, I did.
I don't know if you knew that you were. I thought I had it muted.
Nope. It was not muted. We heard the toilet flushes.
Well,
so
you know.
I think I'm going to ask him. That's the first. You have no idea how many times I've gone. I'm like, mute the phone, make sure it's muted before I go to the bathroom. And then I flush and then I unmute because, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I do too. But, no,
huh?
My name's not Weathers. Lorna's got
watch
that junk.
Please.
Lorna's got that junk.
It's on his dresser in a jar.
Oh, God.
So, did dipshit sign the executive orders?
Did he?
He was supposed to have done it. I don't know. He said he was supposed to do it at 3 o'clock.
I don't know. I've been at work all day.
But he's the epitome of, and I don't even want to use the word retard, but he's retarded. If you heard some of the things that he said today.
I heard a little bit of it.
Well, first of all, that jackass doesn't even know it's the ATF, not the AFT. He nominated anti-gun extremist for secretary of the AFT, or as this person says, wherever the hell that is. Yeah, he did. And Ted Cruz and I can't think of who the others were. They've already started to block that. He was there in Waco, and he's like, He's in a total different position now. Because back then he didn't think it wasn't bad.
To be honest, there are a lot of states that are not going to abide by that rule or them laws that he's breaking against our Second Amendment.
It's Texas, Arizona, Oklahoma, Tennessee, and that's it so far.
Iowa.
And Iowa.
Iowa.
Okay. It's not going to be the blue state. If you get a blue governor, if you get a Democrat governor, they won't. They will not sign it. Now, see, we have a Democrat governor, but we have a Republican Senate and congressman. And so they run everything here. there. She, I mean, we have a friggin' retard for governor too, but I hope the guards are
bad. Yeah, same here, PA.
Yours. Huh?
Same here in Pennsylvania.
She's not that bad, but she just said, the only person you can count on to save yourself is yourself. The same thing that Cuomo said. You know, you don't need religion. You can save yourself. I'm like, wow. And all the dumb things she's done after that, she's probably going to get voted out.
Well, I think there's going to be a lot of back and forth over that executive order because a lot of congressmen are not, they're going to do everything they can to stop that.
Well, I heard a couple of senators have already said they're already going to fight it in the Supreme Court because he's going around the Second Amendment is what he's doing. And this is what he said. Their phony arguments suggesting that these are Second Amendment rights at stake we're talking about. He said no amendment to the Constitution is absolute. He said they can do what – he said no – there's not one amendment that can't be overridden. And he said, where is it at? You can't yell, damn it. My thing is, you can't yell crowd in a, you can't yell fire in a crowded movie theater. Recall the freedom of speech. See, that's how bumbling he is. He just talks in circles. And so not only was it the AR-15, where is it at? I'm going to try to find out how many things he's going to. He said you don't need a weapon with 100 rounds. I don't think there is a 100-round magazine. Is there?
Drum magazines.
No, well, a drum, okay, but like the regular, mine has 31 rounds that it holds, and that's it. So
31?
Yeah.
You can get them in 10 and 30. I've never heard of 31 rounds in one magazine.
It's actually supposed to hold 32, but you can't get the 32nd one in. It's the one that I showed you. So there's something about to stabilize a pistol, which I've never heard of. So that's why they're going after handguns now. So he said something that's supposed to stabilize a handgun. And
whatever.
I don't know if he's talking about the foregrip. You know what I'm talking about, that you put on the barrel or under it? And I wonder if that's what he's talking about. You know the foregrip that you put on the front end of the rifle?
Yeah.
If you have a rail? That's what I think he's talking about. There's no, you can't put a foregrip on a pistol. I'm sorry. Unless you want to, I mean, you look really stupid, but yeah, that's
that
what he's talking
be,
about.
I've never seen a pistol have a foregrip.
I know. This is how
unless it's
the
AR-15, unless it's the AR-15 pistol he's talking about.
Yeah, but it still has a rifle barrel on it. That's what Pat has. It's the AR-15.
Well, it has like a 16-inch barrel on it.
Yeah,
16 or 18. I can't remember which.
I can't remember if this is a longer. I can't remember. But and the ghost guns.
Okay, here's my question. Since you brought that up, does anybody know what a ghost gun is?
It's a gun kit.
Yes,
so they say.
I do.
It's one that doesn't exist.
No, it's one that can
No, he's
it's
talking
one
about
that you
gun
can
kit.
Make at home and you don't have serial numbers on it.
Like I said.
It's
one that doesn't exist.
Kit. Now, here's the thing. I can't think of what his name is. He's on Fox News at 7 o'clock. He's on right now, actually.
Then you should know who he is.
He was talking to, I can't even think. Stinchfield. I think that's what his name is. Stinchfield. Something like that. But anyway, he looked up on the FBI website, every single website there is. And he said, never, ever in the history of guns has there ever been a homicide with a ghost gun. So, there. You know what? The thing is, you're putting all this bullshit on hardworking, honest Americans who can have a gun. You can put all the gun control you want. Criminals are still going to get guns, no matter what.
Well,
and they're going to file off the serial number.
They're making law-abiding citizens criminals. That's what they're wanting to do.
Oh, I know. I got prime example of how criminals get guns. The other day, another person was shot and killed in the parking lot around the corner. Another criminal with a gun. I mean, it doesn't matter.
If you think about it, now look at it like this. The entire 4 years Trump was president, no mass shootings at all. Now all of a sudden, it's been, 4 months? And we've had how many mass shootings?
There was two today. On the same exact
day
that Biden's going to sign the executive orders. One in South Carolina. And one in Texas.
So you're going to tell, if you cannot put two and two together, that this shit isn't set up to go after after our Second Amendment, you're an idiot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, when they passed the red flag law. He did an executive order on the red flag law. So now if you get into an argument with your neighbor, your ex, a friend, whoever, they can call the cops and tell them to come that you're mentally unstable, and they will come in and take all your weapons. Yep.
I'm telling you now, you don't want to know my feelings on all this bullshit that's going on.
And here's another thing: they don't need to prove it; they just need to say it.
I know.
And then you have to try and prove that they, that they lied or that you're not in order to get them back.
Oh, you won't get them back. You won't.
Well, I have no guns, so
I'm
safe.
Just saying.
I have no guns, so I'm safe.
I know mine all drowned in a boating accident.
How bad is where mine are.
Yep, they died. A tragic death.
Yeah, I don't remember where I put mine. I have I have memory loss issues.
Memory loss?
Yeah, I don't remember where my gun is.
So I found a bunch of websites because day 8 of Derek Chauvin's trial, the defense attorney hasn't even started his case yet. So they've already been saying he's probably going to get off.
Oh, and speaking of that, it's in Hennepin County, which Minneapolis is Hennepin County, so they never did move it.
Oh, they didn't?
No.
No,
they didn't move it.
Here's the thing. Okay. Of all, and this is as of this year, up to this year.
I believe, hold on, let me see this. What year was this? This was last year.
This was last year. 38,826 people died by gun death. Okay? Now listen to this shit. 60% of the gunshot deaths are by suicide. 36% are by homicide. 1% is by police shooting. 521. Okay. Unintentional death, 483, or 1%, and undetermined, 320. So they don't know if it was murder, suicide. They don't know what it was. So 1% of all gun deaths last year were by the police. And they want to say defund the police because of a few bad apples.
Here's my take on it. If guns owners, law-abiding citizen gun owners, were the problem, I'm going to tell you right now, we would have more shootings than you will ever imagine. Number one, law-abiding citizens own more guns than what the military. We outnumber the military. Law-abiding citizens, that's why nobody has ever invaded. You think
they have our own government for that.
Well, if you think this gun grabbing is a good idea and taking away our guns, you're a moron. You better look at your history, because the minute they have control of the guns, then they have control over you. There has been genocide in so many countries after they try to take away your guns. So you better think about this real hard.
But think about it. Red states will end up becoming sanctuary states for the Second Amendment, like Texas. And I believe another state's done it too. But that's what's going to happen. If they get this full-blown gun grab going, every red state, hopefully, will end up being a sanctuary state for the Second Amendment. I mean, that's a good thing, you know.
Well, the problem is what they're doing. They're going to create a civil war here in America. And here's the problem with that. It's when, who knows, whatever country could walk right in, because everybody will be too busy fighting each other. China, Russia, UK. I mean, UK is expecting us to bail them out against Ukraine or Russia.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. The Ukraine is asking for Biden's help.
Well, Ukraine, World War III. That's what I see. If Biden has ties with Ukraine, his son, I don't give a shit what fact checkers say or anything. He is bought and paid for by Ukraine, and he's bought and paid for by China. I am not giving up our freedom to no one. I will fight to my death. or at least die trying. I'm not going to let this shit. I mean, you know, and if people are not worried about what's going on and paying attention, man, you're living in a dream world, because I tell you what, this is scary shit. This is scary times that we're living in right now. We're about to lose all of our freedoms, all of them, not just the Second Amendment. So you guys, everybody, better be prepared for what's coming, because this is going to get real ugly, real fast.
Well, as conservatives, we've already lost our First Amendment rights. We don't
have
freedom of religion, freedom of speech. You know.
I know.
And
that's what I'm talking
about. I saw a video of a chick in an elevator, right? And she went complete mental breakdown because a woman walked in with boxes and didn't have a mask on. Oh, no, she did, I think. Because it was less than 6 feet. I mean, what did she expect? But look at the age of her. These young kids think socialism is the best thing in the world. You're not old enough to know about life. And honestly, I think if the voting age, it should be 21 or 25, unless you take a test for common sense. I mean, they just don't know.
Well, sense ain't too common anymore. That's the bad part.
No, it's not. No. Along with the thing that's going on with Chauvin's trial and stuff, people keep using the excuse how cops kill more black people and blah, 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 and all this other crap.
It's bullshit.
Last year. No, I know. I'm about to tell you how bullshit it is. Last year, 457 white people were killed by cops. 241 black people were killed by cops. 169 Hispanics and one other, and then 112 unknown, which means they were not Hispanic, black, or white. So, 241 black people were killed last year by cops. 457 white people. And they're not kidding. For crime, this is not by the police. This is last year, 3,300 white people were killed. The perpetrator, 2,667 of those crimes were committed by another white person. Black-on-black crime is worse. So I don't know where everybody gets their stats from, but if you go on the FBI website, and it'll clearly tell you whose crime rate is the worst.
I'll tell you where
they're getting
the stats at.
They don't say nothing. They don't say nothing about white people getting killed by cops. You never hear
about it. No, they want to say it's a lie. They
I'll tell you where they
alive.
Get their stats from. It's called the news media.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. And so get this. And people want to, and you know how the uproar when a white person kills a black person. Oh, my God, it goes an uproar. Do you know how many black people killed white people? 514. How many white people killed black people? 234. So why is the BLM all bullshit up and on? No, it's complete crap. The whole thing. And, of course, more men commit crimes than women. So of all races, it's in the thousands for men. And for women, it's like 383, 291, and 22. For the different ethnicities. So more men commit crimes than women. There's more black-on-black crime. And white-on-white crime is right up there. Same numbers as black-on-black crime. So I'm gonna put this on our website. So if anybody wants to throw shit at you and start saying, no, and show them the proof. It doesn't matter if they believe you or not. It doesn't matter because they're not going to. So it doesn't really matter if they believe you or not. What was it? Oh, and then the FBI came out and said you're 5 times more likely to be stabbed in a crime than shot.
Yeah, that just happened, I think, in Minneapolis. I'm not exactly sure. A guy is wanted for randomly stabbing people. He stabbed a 76-year-old in a bus thingy, killed her, and he stabbed 2 more people all within a half an hour, and they can't find him.
Wow. So, of all the people that died by everything, 2,404,000. Okay. 65,000 were stabbed. 33,000 were shot. Of those 33,000 that were shot, 21,000 of them were suicides. Only 11,000 homicides by gunshot. So it's not about the guns. It's about the fear that the left is trying to say, oh, my God, you know what gun control is? Keep your finger off the trigger and don't point it at anybody. Simple enough. If you have a gun, don't drink. Keep your gun put away. If you have small children, keep them out of the reach of children. You know what? Here's the thing. Even if they know gun safety, who's to say your 13-year-old's not going to snap one day and get the gun and shoot somebody because he got pissed off at him? So, I mean, it's just common sense.
Like I said, common sense ain't too common anymore.
Yes, I know. I know.
In fact, it's almost eradicated.
Gone. Oh yeah, it's
a rare breed. Glad I'm rare.
I'm glad I'm rare. Oh, we know you're rare.
So, if you guys want to shift the topic from guns to Georgia and their voting laws, actually Texas did the same thing. Stacey
yep.
Abrams is responsible for Atlanta losing $100 million for the All-Star baseball game. She convinced
right.
the MLB to send it to Denver. Voting laws are racist.
That's funny.
So here's something. So $100 million.
And she's for the Black Lives Matter.
But get this. And she wanted to be governor. She's just pissed because she lost. That's why she's doing it. She's a freaking moron. So,
yeah, but here's the thing.
What?
Here's the thing about the MLB going to Colorado. What the people, you know, mainstream media is not wanting to say is that it's racist because Atlanta is 51% minorities, business owned and all that stuff, and Colorado barely double digits.
Oh,
I think it's like 10 or 11%. This is about money. So, you know, this and they have the same laws that Georgia had, only worse. No, actually, their laws are more racist than Georgia's based on their definition. So it was only about,
yeah, but
it's about money. It is. They're racist. That's what they're doing. Otherwise, why aren't they moving the Masters Golf? The Masters Golf is in Georgia, too.
But see, that doesn't, that, you know, moving that doesn't do anything. You know what I mean? This is all about cancel culture, cancel Republicans, you know, and you've got Biden saying it's the right thing to do because we've got to make these states do what we want them to do. And if that means taking money out of, you know, the poor people, it's collateral damage. That's pretty much what he said.
Oh, I know. And see, the thing is, so the MLB is pulling out of Texas. And so, and not only that, Coca-Cola is pulling all Coke products out of the state of Georgia. You cannot buy Coke products in the state of Georgia. They're going to be pulling all of them.
That's
okay.
A good thing.
Fine. Oh, well, I hope you go belly up. Delta and United Airlines are pulling out of Georgia. That's real funny because of the fact that Hartsfield Airport is where Delta's main hub is. But you're going to pull out because of voting laws. That shows your ignorance right there. And those three companies should go belly up. Well, that and the NFL and the NBA.
Kimberly,
so,
I got a good one for you. I got another good one for you. Yeah, I think it's American Airlines has decided that within the next 10 years, they're going to make sure that 50% of their pilots are minority or female. They don't care about safety. Their color and gender come first.
Oh, that
doesn't matter if they can
fly
a plane or not.
I mean, it's ignorance. Straight up. You know what? And I hope they fail. I hope every one of these companies, I think CVS, was it CVS, Delta, United, Coke, Nike, Sports, and I can't remember all the other companies. They need to be boycotted, and I won't buy them. I'll drive.
Excuse
I won't fly
me.
Ever again. Don't care.
Did you say CVS as in the pharmacy?
Yeah.
Okay, so I got to switch them. Okay.
Well, no, there's a reason Trump was saying, I think it's CVS. I know it's not Walgreens because Walgreens is losing all of their stores. They're getting ready to close them all by the end of the year. A lot of it has to do with the voter laws. What the freaking hell does having a voter ID, how is it racist? You have to have a driver's license. Is that racist to tell every race that you got to have a driver's license? Oh, that's racist. Stupidity in that? Or are they just so far gone they don't even know, they don't even care anymore?
No, they're all brainwashed.
Here's something I heard today when they were talking about these companies, and we already know it, is they're afraid of being canceled. They're afraid of BLM coming and burning them down. They're giving in to the fear. What they don't seem to realize is that there's more of us than there is of the people than the other people. We spend more money than they do because there are more of us. So,
but here's the thing.
The less
they use terror.
Do anything.
They use terror and fear. We don't. We have common sense. So that's the big difference.
So we need to boycott. We need to boycott.
Yeah. Hit them in the purse. That's all there is to it. Have you? You should see the a friend of mine, he lives in Tampa, and he's gone into different grocery stores, and he's taking pictures of it. There's not one Coca-Cola product that's sold. Every single store, its products are gone.
I've heard about that.
Here it is, too. I mean, a few people will buy some Coke products. They don't really give a shit, but most of the Pepsi products are gone. And I walked around a convenience store because I didn't know who owned Sprite or that Twist, what's that called, Sierra Mist. And
right.
I didn't know who owned which one. And I know that Dr. Pepper and 7-Up are their own company. But and the cop that was the QT gas stations here all have a cop on duty. at all times.
Right.
And he followed me around the store, and I'm like, what? I'm not buying a Coke product. I'm sorry. And I didn't know. And he just laughed, and he just walked off because he thought it was – I'm like, dude, really? I'm not going to steal shit. but I won't. I refuse to buy it.
Well, I guess I'm going to be switching drug stores. I'll check out my local drug stores. There are a couple of local ones that accept my insurance. I don't need to use CVS
or any
of them.
I'll get that list. I'll get that list that Trump was talking about.
I've seen bits and pieces of it, but I haven't seen the whole thing.
Okay, here we go. It updated. Oh, wait a minute. No, that's anti-Trump movement. So I'm going to go on these, and I'm going to make sure I buy all these products. If you're anti-Trump, I'm going to buy those products. Like,
well, yeah, look what happened. I bought my pillow. I went to my pillow guy and bought, because I needed a new pillow and new sheets,
yep.
And I got the mattress topper. You know, I mean, I know his business isn't doing too bad, but they boycotting him and everything, and he's here in the United States. He hires Americans. You know, the same thing, too. You know, our community, you know, we're supporting our local businesses. I mean, the small, you know, mom-and-pop stores. We give out what's called Lancaster dollars. So if you, instead of buying a gift certificate to Outback or something, you buy Lancaster dollars to use at any of the restaurants or stores downtown.
But yeah, I've got this the list of stores who refuse to sell or that because if they support Trump. So of course we're gonna have to go buy them. I buy Goya. I've always bought Goya products. Huh?
Yeah, post it to Telegram.
Yeah,
I buy
it.
Goya. Yeah, I buy Goya.
So the next nightmare. Which is disgraceful right now, what's going on at the border. 15,000 unaccompanied minors have showed up in March. Almost 4,000 of them have COVID right now. And
that doesn't count the ones that came in January and February.
Yeah. So apparently that facility that's in San Antonio, some of the children have been molested or assaulted.
More than that.
Molesting, usually by, but they've been sexually assaulted. And they're trying to get that facility closed down. 4,100 kids in that facility, and it's supposed to only hold, because of COVID, kids, 200. A little over 200. That's all it's supposed to have. And they got over 4,000. These kids are lined up body to body. They don't even have an inch between them. They have no mats, no blanket. They get emergency friggin' astronaut blankets to cover up with. Some of the kids aren't even being fed. And do you know what Biden said today? He said it's all Trump's fault.
Saying everything's all Trump's fault. And you know they're kicking children out of foster care homes to make room for these illegal kids instead of sending them back to their own countries or you know they're bringing their family. It's like I would gladly pay to send them home. It's a lot cheaper just to send them home than to keep them here.
$79,000 per child.
We don't even spend that on our own.
I know. So why does it cost so much? Here's the thing. If we're going to be stuck with these, here's the thing. They're being kidnapped from their parents in El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, all those countries. They're being kidnapped. The cartel's kidnapping them. Okay.
Yeah.
And then they bring them here. And then they're making them become drug mules or sex traffickers. If they ever stop, they go back to their country, not them, but the cartel will go to their family and videotape it and kill them off to make the kids pay for the fact that they wanted to quit.
Mm-hmm.
But all of this shit is Trump's fault. He's not even president that we know of. it's disgusting.
Here's another one. Here's something even scarier. Is Obama has been talking with Biden, but we're not allowed to know because those are private conversations, but they're talking about what's going on in the country. And we're not entitled to know. I mean, that Pataki or Jen, you know, circle back that, I mean, she is rude, nasty. She doesn't tell the truth. That's what she has to
say. Oh, no, she's been caught lying.
What the hell she's saying?
Caught her lying. They've caught Biden lying like you would not believe.
I know.
Oh, but here's something that's weird. You know how the president and vice president are not supposed to fly together?
Oh, but they're
riding in the same vehicle? No,
yeah.
They saw them getting off of Air Force One together.
They do it a lot.
I know they're not supposed to. So what people are saying is he really president, is what they're saying.
He's not. That's why they're demanding that it be called the Biden-Harris administration. And even she periodically loses her memory and says the Harris administration with Biden leading type of thing. It's, you know, yeah, I've caught her a couple of times saying the Harris administration. Yeah. I'll tell you, it's scary shit. That's all I know.
Did everybody leave?
All we can do is live in today, pray for the best, hope for the best, and be prepared for the worst because that's what's going to happen.
Let's see. I think this is it right here. Okay, here it is. The MLB, of course, it's all the sports except for hockey because they're not fucktards.
No, because they don't have a lot of black people. Black people don't like cold.
No. And this is an honest-to-God answer. I've met quite a few hockey players back in the day. And I met the Buffalo Sabres. And they had a black hockey player on the team. Do you know why you don't see many black hockey players? It's got nothing to do with the cold. The equipment's too expensive. That's why. And that came from a black man who played hockey. Well, he was a goalie, I believe. But, yeah, that's what it is. Equipment was always too expensive. That's why they played basketball and football. And,
here goes another one. They're coming for you, Kim.
Here goes another one.
Run.
Huh?
Run.
They're coming for you, Kim. Run.
No, that's
the ambulance
and fire trucks. Dude, I'm not kidding.
Run, Kim.
Since January? Damn.
Well, my thing is, as you said, and I said this before, you better start praying. And be prepared for the worst. Bottom line. Is anybody there?
I'm here. I was muted here.
It got quiet.
I'm here.
Real quick,
I don't have anything to say to that.
Dude,
I mean,
I'm telling you
something.
Right. Every time I do the show, I'm on there. I'll be talking. And it's just quiet, not even crickets. That's why I said, is anybody there?
Sometimes I don't want to say anything because I talk too much.
It's Coca-Cola, P. Morgan, Chase, Viacom, Citigroup, Cisco, UPS, and Merck. I could have swore I heard them say, oh, Viacom CBS, not CVS, not the pharmacy. It's the station, Viacom.
Okay, radio station, okay. TV station.
No, TV. It's a TV station. I don't even watch TV anymore. I just watch movies on Tubi and Prime and shit like that. I don't watch TV. Well, I watch Fox News. I mean, not Fox, but Newsmax.
I do Tubi, and I rent from Redbox. I don't even do Prime too often.
I'm going to I don't know if Facebook will let me. I am going to do a video on everything that I have to bug out. Everything that I have to live off the land.
Do you know how to upload it to YouTube? Because I'm not on Facebook.
Okay. Weather,
I'm going
send
to
me
post
the video.
This. Okay.
She doesn't get on Facebook. If you
okay,
send
I
me the videos
that.
By email or Messenger, I can load them on our YouTube channel because I've been working on that for the last couple of days. I can't take them from the Facebook page. It won't let me.
I am not. I'm not on YouTube. I'm not
no,
on any of that
I'm
other. I have
no,
a hard enough
I'm
time
put
keeping
it on
up with all of the chat rooms that we have on Telegram.
No, no.
On so.
No, it's okay.
I mean,
just send them to me. Send it to me, and
all
I'll do it.
Well,
yeah,
suck it up, Buttercup.
I know, suck it up. I'm in school and I do 4 radio shows, so shut up.
piss off?
You piss off. No, I've got, ever since I started my master's program, all my classes, we should start getting a lot more listeners because my instructors and the people in my class, they want to know. I sent them the link to the to all of our shows.
Cool.
Okay. And they're real interested.
They're
interested in knowing what we talk about.
Well,
so, well it depends on the month.
I hope we do have a lot more listeners. I like
hope
the
we have
idea
a lot more people
of,
who talk.
Yes, I wish more people would join in on our conversations on our shows.
We have a radio show that follows us on our blog talk.
Saturday on our survival show is probably the best way I can explain everything that I have. I have camouflage netting, camouflage tents.
Do you make your own ghillie suits?
Yes, I do have a ghillie suit.
Because Pat wants to know how to make one, because we want to make one.
The best thing I can probably tell you is like the, what do you think, Bobby? Those, you know how the old potatoes used to come in? Burlap is probably the best for making your own ghillie suits.
Okay. I mean, we could buy one for $119 or $179.
You can find them cheaper than that, Ken.
You can buy them cheaper than that, yeah.
Oh, really?
I
just found the tactical store online, and they had a winter one, a woods, one for the woods, one for the desert. So,
actually, like, I have what hunters, because I wear them when I'm deer hunting, leafy wear suit. Have you ever heard of that? Okay.
You took a picture of it.
Right. It actually, all it is like a mesh that has cloth-looking brown leaves hanging off of it. You can shove...
Huh. My son had one of them. I don't know what he did with it.
You can actually enhance it more by putting dead grass, more leaves, stuff like that in it, because underneath those that leaves that are sewed on, they're cloth leaves, is nothing but an open mesh. So you can add more stuff to it, like grass and stuff like that.
We'll go to Hobby Lobby and get a bunch of silk flowers and rip all the flowers off and use the leaves and the grass.
Well,
wait,
during the wintertime, see, here's the thing about doing stuff like that. You can only, if you're going to do that, you can only use it for one season, because you've got 4 months or four different seasons, right? Fall, winter. I could get dead grass in the winter. And you got to think of it like this.
Also,
there are no
straight
lines in nature.
Yeah, I remember John saying that.
There is
what?
There is no straight lines in nature.
Well, yeah.
So
you mean like the are you referring to grass and branches? Nothing a straight line like that.
Right. Exactly.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You have to blend in with your environment in all seasons. White for snow, you know. So you can tie like white cloth, get bed sheets to blend in with the snow. You know what I mean?
It also depends if you in an area, if it snows or not.
Well, that's true. So, like I said,
everything you do,
depending on
like
where
your first aid
you're at and what seasons you're in.
Yeah.
I have, it's what the military uses to hide their, like, tanks and stuff like that. You can actually buy 20 by 20 sheets of this that spreads out. It's camp. You can get them in every color. Green, brown, and black to hide your tents and stuff like that. It makes like a blind is what it is. I have four-man tents that are camouflage. You can get camouflage tarps, all different colors. You can also camouflage those kind of tarps yourself.
Yeah, I like the brown.
By throwing leaves on them, sticks that you don't want to poke holes through them. For the simple fact is, when it rains, that's your shelter also. But, again, it all depends on where you're at, what kind of terrain you're in, that kind of stuff. I will take the video. It probably won't be before this Saturday. We'll talk more on this probably Saturday. People, I'm going to tell you right now, tune in on Thursday, because this is going to be an important show. With everything that is going on in this country, now the government is making law-abiding citizens into felons.
You mean Saturday show?
Yes. Yeah.
Not Thursday. We're
right.
On Thursday.
It's Thursday, huh?
Look, I'm sorry. I worked all day. I have not slept that much. These assholes know what I'm talking about, especially.
You were wishing it was Saturday for your last day of work.
Exactly. tune in this Saturday. It'll be a very important show. It'll go along with what we're talking about tonight. I will cover all kinds of different things, ghillie suits included. Like I said, they are making law-abiding citizens outlaws by what this son of a bitch did in Washington. I will go over some simple things to carry in your car, in your bug-out bag, and have it on hand in your house. Lightweight, small, but full of protein. And for you hunters out there, deer jerky. You can make your own deer jerky. You don't need a dehydrator neither. You can smoke your meat, and it'll do the same thing. You can put it in a Ziploc bag. We'll go over all this stuff Saturday, though. Another good thing to have is binoculars or a monocular.
I got one
and a compass.
I got two of those. Maybe three.
Maybe a map if you know how to read one.
I got a couple of those too.
Weathers, you still got that atlas that I gave you because you got lost?
Yes, I still got that. Shut up.
How do you get... See, I get misplaced. Every now and then I do get misplaced. But see, here's the thing. I'm not really lost because I know where I am.
You just don't know where you're at.
I know where I am. I'm just not where I'm supposed to be.
I'm never lost either. I just go on adventures.
Here's the thing hold on. I'm going to tell you something that I screwed up on that trip. I relied on electronic device, GPS.
Oh, bull crap.
No. I will believe him because a GPS almost made me drive into a snowfield. I'm with him.
Nope. You know why? Because I explicitly said go straight. He passed my house 5 times. I had to go straight.
I went straight.
I had to go stand.
Straight past your house. So I don't want to hear it.
Listen. I stood outside next to the road, and he still drove past me, and I'm jumping up and down and waving.
He drove right past me, too.
Full of shit. And his defense, I will say,
my house too.
There's no street light. There was no street light there.
No, it was dark.
No, that's the only thing I hated about living in Martinsburg. They don't believe in street light at all.
There is no light here.
Shut up, Bobby.
Well,
I don't want to hear your shit neither.
It was daylight when he passed my house, and I was standing out there.
You know what?
Oh,
in all
God.
Honesty, if you're not paying attention,
you never, ever find my house.
Oh, boy.
I live on a one-way street. I bet you he misses the house.
The only time that I'll ever come to your house there in Kansas is I'm going to have a very heavy-duty gun with a lot of ammo. That's the only way that I would come to your house. From all the shit that you say about the gun shootings, I'm going to take out a bunch of people.
Right? I'm waiting for the flying bullets to be coming through. That's why. When we start hearing, we hear the noise, we're like fireworks, backfire, a car backfire, or gunshot. And we have to sit there and listen, and we don't know. But I kid you not, four people were killed in a hotel behind us on the other block. My next-door neighbor was murdered. The guy on the street corner, he got run over by a car, and then she got out and shot him. Yesterday, someone got shot in the parking lot. Across the street, a woman got killed for drugs.
I don't think I'm ever coming up there to visit you, Tim.
She needs to move. No, we know that. No, we know we got to move because it's ridiculous. I mean, we got good neighbors on the other side of us. It's on the right side of the road is good people. On the left side, no, it's like crack central. And the whole houses are on the hotels.
Yeah, I would be definitely moving.
But see, here's the thing. We didn't know when we moved, well, before we moved in here. I mean, the neighborhood, the houses are not that bad. But it's like the lower middle class, upper, you know, it's kind of iffy. But we're gonna start looking. And we have to wait, also had to wait till our lease ran out. But probably going to go to the outskirts of town. Because I'm not doing this.
That sounds like a good idea.
By a stray bullet. Yeah, I'm not going to shot by a stray bullet.
The only yard light that I have is the moon when that's full or out or not cloudy.
Well, we have street lights here, but that would be shit.
All right, y'all. I'm home now, and I'm going to eat and go to bed for work tomorrow. Y'all have a blessed night.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you tune in to our radio show this Saturday. It'll be very interesting and very helpful.
I will. You take care. Sleep well.
All right.
Good
y'all.
Night.
Good night and God bless.
Good night.
I have no wife. I'll be here.
I know, right?
4 radio shows, and that's it. Oh, and my dogs and my son. He, now that he works nights, so I'm like, well, this sucks. So I'm like, and honestly, I don't feel safe by myself at night to sleep in my bedroom, even with the dogs, because my room is in the corner, and it's like, I don't know. I'll sleep on the couch, and you hear everything in the living room. I mean, my dogs will go off. I mean, a flea farts and they're barking. So, I don't know if you guys were on the show when I had mentioned it. Why I say it's important to pay attention. This is when he worked at Old Navy. He was coming home. And I unlocked the door, and I sat in my chair, and I fell asleep maybe 10 minutes. Dogs didn't even hear him pull in the driveway. And so he opened the door, and he went rawr to the dogs. I shit you not, I jumped up out of my chair, and I thought freaking somebody broke in. I mean, kind of stupid for them to yell rawr.
I guess it was a good thing you didn't have a gun.
But that wasn't the problem.
Obviously, you didn't have it next to you.
I don't know. It was, but I was asleep. So, but once he opened the door and I heard the dogs jumping, it wasn't that. It was just the fact that I had just, and I guess it's that time, you know, when you first fall asleep, you're like catatonic in that first little bit. And it literally scared the crap out of me. So I make sure that even when I go to the bathroom, I don't leave the front door open. Well, we have a glass door, but that's beside the point. I will lock the front door and lock the back door just so I can go to the bathroom when he's not here. Because I don't, you know, God forbid, I'm not bringing the gun while I'm sitting on the toilet.
Why not?
I need to see. I don't. I might have to from now on, knowing all the shit that goes on. And these idiots don't care what time of the day it is either. The two people that were just killed, broad daylight. And the funny thing is, there was a cop at the QT where the person got shot. Unless they stabbed him. Oh, no, they did shoot him, because that's what that loud noise was. oh, that was so weird. I thought it was the sun. I saw this big orange. It's a friggin' marquee sign with the orange lights. I was like, damn, that's an idea. It's sunset, so I didn't get dark and it sucks. So anything else? Thing on, Bobby, is there anything on, besides like the Ukraine? I know that they're doing flyovers to piss each other off.
Yeah, I haven't seen much.
Taiwan. I know China's been going at it with Taiwan and then the Philippines and shit, but I haven't heard anything myself, and I've been kind of checking. Right now, everything's all on Biden and his dumbass executive orders.
Today made 66. I heard Taiwan was going to shoot down any Chinese plane that came over their airspace or something like that.
China said, well, that, and China said they were going to do that to any naval ship that was a foreign, America's naval ships.
Right.
Oh, you guys are going to talk for a minute. My dog's going retard mode.
Your dog is excited.
My dog will bite his dog because he's barking incessantly. I'll be right back.
So, Bobby, have you been following, you know, the different things that are going on, like the attacks in the Middle East even, and the ships? They got all of those ships going all over the place. You know,
I know.
We went from being told, you know, everything that's going on to being told nothing or lies if they tell us anything. You know, it's kind of scary the way things are going right now.
My dogs are full on retard, sorry.
Really?
Oh, I know. Oh, and then they were talking about inflation and stuff because they got another $3 trillion package for infrastructure, which, by the way, is daycare, nannies.
Only 9%. Only 9% is
actually. This new $3 trillion package, it's not going to the American people. It's supposed to be for the infrastructure. You know, roads, buildings, bridges. No, that's not where it's going.
No. It's only 9% of it is going to actual infrastructure. Like you said, it's going to daycare. It's going to put in broadband. That's not infrastructure. That's upholding the places like Xfinity. It's also going to inequity. What the fuck? Tucker Carlson, what the hell is inequity? It sounds like another word for racism to me.
Oh, equity? No.
I know what equity is. I know what it is, but what their idea of equity is creating more racism. Their idea of
equity
is giving money
inequality.
It's equity. You know, they're very clear on that. You know, I mean,
I was running about equity.
Black farmers and not white farmers.
Oh yeah, I know.
That's equity.
You get $500 a month for the next I don't know how many years, unless you're white and you don't get it.
Right. Well, that's a private fund by white liberals.
Yeah, well, I forgot to be. I don't know if you guys know who Alicia Mills is. I don't know who the hell she is either. It's just some freaking black chick. She's a bitch. Well, the BBC asked Eric, his last name starts with a B. He's got a radio show, his own talk show on the radio, I believe.
Uh-huh.
He's like Alex Jones, but not quite as extravagant. Well, anyway, over there, they heard about the MLB pulling out of Atlanta. Well, he said that it's going to do more damage businesses by not having that $100 million.
Yes.
Because all of those hotels, they were going to be packed, booked up. Every reservation's
yes.
been canceled. Now, listen.
Yep.
This is what she said to him. She said, well, that's a load of shit. She said, you're racist because you're a white male Republican. And she just
what?
Kept attacking him. And, oh, yeah. She said he has no right to have concern for black businesses and blah, blah, blah. And she just attacked him so bad. He
oh,
took
my.
His microphone
oh,
off and threw it and walked off. And he came back, and then he left again. She had such a, I'll find that interview, and I'll put it on the national, I mean, on the Telegram page for you. Smug look. It was like, you just want a throat puncher.
And this is a black woman?
Yeah. I don't know who Alicia Mills is. I don't know if she's a politician or just, I don't know.
An idiot?
But anyway, after the interview was over, the BBC called the guy, Eric, what, I don't know what it's like. It starts with B. And said that her behavior was uncalled for, and they said it was reprehensible, and he asked for an apology, and she's like, no, I'm not going to apologize. So,
of course not.
The
she doesn't ask
why,
it. She's black.
No, she's the reason why people like her is why there's racism.
Yes.
Why it's so bad. But you know what? I've been seeing a lot more black people say how they're so sick and tired of this racist shit. They're tired of seeing it. It's like we need to stop bringing up race.
Well, unfortunately, here where I live, which was fairly well balanced. I mean, we had a few racist people on both sides of the, you know, both white and black and everything. But now it's becoming a lot more noticeable in places where, you know, so like my poor nephew, he's seeing it now. I mean, he's been going to the same school now for, what, 4 years? And now all of a sudden this year it's full of racists. He's black. He's a minority, and he's a minority in the school. He's mostly white. So now all of a sudden he's, you know, coming home and there's racism all over the place. And I'm like, seriously? You know, and my thing is either, you know, he's just got it into his head. They've drummed it into his head that any time a teacher or kid says something to him that's negative, it's racist. Or these white kids and teachers are just so freaking tired of being accused of being racist that they're beginning to actually literally dislike black Americans.
Yeah. The guy was Eric Bolling. Or Bolling,
yes,
B-O-L-L-I-N-G.
Yeah.
And it was yesterday. And I found it. He was on Fox News.
You
and
can
he
share
has
it
a,
with me. I know who he is.
Yeah. I'm like, wow. But I'm trying to find out. But all of this was over the Georgia voting law, and she's the one who said voter ID is racist.
Oh, I know who she is now. Yeah.
I don't get it. I don't know. I'm just.
And it's racist because you're not allowed to bring the voters water.
Okay.
No, I'm serious. That's what Biden and them is saying, you know, because that's the only thing is you're not allowed to bring them water, which is a lie. He's like, you know, they're standing there for, you know, for hours on end. Oh, and you're making it so that, you know, they've got to work and everything, and you're not allowing, you know, voting. You're shutting them down at 5 o'clock, and it's like, you know, they need to read that damn thing because they don't know what the hell they're talking about. It actually favors the Democrats. Yeah, it just it pisses me off.
Part of the reason is the reason why people don't like it and they say it's racist is because they can't cheat.
Right. Yep.
Oh, so the that GOP infrastructure thing.
Right.
Two Democrats, Steve Mnuchin from West Virginia.
Uh-huh.
And then a Democrat from Arizona, I think. She's a blonde. Uh-huh. I don't know what her name is. They're not backing it.
Oh, but I'm sure there are a couple of Republicans that will take their place.
No, none of the Republicans will.
Not even Kerry?
No. Nobody will because it's costing $3 trillion. And it's not going for what it's supposed to. But
I don't trust the rhinos.
Oh, I don't either. There was something else I forgot. It was going on over there, and I cannot think. Wow. Well, Biden is considering sending warships to the Black Sea to back Ukraine.
Oh, I thought they were already sent. They're just waiting for permission. They have to have permission from Turkey 2 weeks in advance. If they go through there without getting that permission from Turkey, there's going to be problems. And, you know, and I still don't know who the bad guys are, the Ukraine or Russia. I thought the Ukraine attacked first and that Russia sent ships to defend because they use that dock in the Crimea, the warm water dock.
Because the article says the U.S. Navy often goes into the Black Sea. But, yeah, they have to give a 14-day notice to give as a reason why. But there was something that I saw earlier about Russia was saying that – where is it at?
I'm thinking the Russians.
It was in the news.
Guys on this.
It was something about chemical warfare or biological warfare in the Arctic. Let me see. Come on. No.
Yeah. They're in the Arctic testing some stuff.
Yeah,
I read that too. Yeah. They're testing some stuff in the Arctic.
Thing.
Right.
Does that bother you guys as much as, I don't know, it bothers the hell out of me. Why Harris laughs when she's talking about something that's serious, like the
because
border
she's evil.
Problem, and then
because she's evil.
Portland is deploying unarmed park rangers to combat surge in the shootings because they started rioting again.
They never stopped.
No, they did stop for a little while, and then they started right back up again. Listen, if you guys thought, I'm not talking to just you guys, I'm talking about anyone who's listening. If you guys thought last summer was bad, it's going to be 10 times worse if Chauvin gets off. They're still going to riot whether he gets guilty. No matter what, they're going to riot.
He's not going to get off. I mean, legally, he should be found innocent because there is reasonable doubt. Unfortunately, they set him up. He is the scapegoat, the fall guy. Now, they may only set him up for manslaughter, but the odds of him being found innocent are pretty slim because he is the scapegoat. I mean, that $27 million that they paid to the family is already setting them up. The fact that the jurors already admitted they were afraid. They're afraid for themselves and their families. They're not going to find him guilty. I mean, innocent. The jurors are not going to find him innocent simply out of fear.
Yeah, but the thing is, when the defense attorney puts forth his case, they've got video proof of him putting the fentanyl in his mouth and swallowing it. They found residue. I know. So they can't find him guilty. That's just it. Because, there's a video that my son showed me where I don't know if it was a cop and somebody else was trying to do the same exact thing that Chauvin did. And there's
right.
No way it could have killed him. None whatsoever.
I know.
And I'm sorry, but if you're screaming, I can't breathe, you can breathe.
Right.
Because you're breathing.
And he was complaining about problems before they even put him on the ground. He asked to be put down.
Oh, yeah. And the person that was in the car with him was his drug dealer. And he refuses
mm-hmm.
to testify. He won't
yep.
testify. You know why? Because he gave him the fentanyl. And he
yep.
could be found guilty of selling him drugs that killed him. And that's why he
yep.
refuses to testify. So,
yep.
you know what? Let the chips fall where they may. And I don't know. I just think ignorance is running rampant.
What I've watched on that case so far is not looking good for the officer.
No,
not
I know, because right now it's
little.
Only the prosecution side. That's all it is.
Right.
But here's the thing. It's a black police chief.
But the doctor, I listened to the doctor today talking, and I listened to the, what do you call that? The one that grabs
coroner?
The evidence. No, not the coroner.
Oh, okay.
The one that's at the scene and puts everything into bags for evidence.
CI. Oh, the crime scene.
CI.
Yeah, crime scene.
Crime scene.
Yeah.
I listened to her yesterday, and she was actually pretty good. She was really thorough and accurate and not acting like she was on sides. Where the doctor, I don't know, he's kind of iffy.
Well, the thing is, the coroner's already said he died of a heart attack caused by fentanyl.
The doctor turned around and said today that he had all the signs of being, he called it asphyxiation. Is that the word?
Yeah, asphyxiation, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lie.
Immediately.
That's a lie.
That's what he said.
The coroner, they've already got the coroner's report that says he died of a heart attack caused by the fentanyl because he had a heart
yeah.
condition. Week or whatever is all the prosecution. And then the defense has 2 weeks to show all of their evidence. And they've got his body cam. They've got the coroner's report. They've got other witnesses. I mean, the EMT that showed up, they caught her in a lie. I was watching it. And the judge kicked everybody out. And she was becoming belligerent to the defense attorney. And
oh, I seen one too.
One of the cops even looked at her and said, "Do you even know what you're doing?" So, I mean, it's the prosecution right now. Don't get me wrong; he should go to jail for something, but I don't think he should go for manslaughter, second degree murder, third. I mean, it's one person.
No. I'm sorry. He should have went to jail for the 19 things he did before George Floyd. What happened with George Floyd, there is reasonable doubt that he was at all responsible. But he should not have been a cop. He should not have been there that night. He should have lost his badge long ago. And, yes, he does belong in jail, but not to George Floyd.
See, that's what I'm saying. If he was such a bad apple, why didn't they get rid of him when he did the other crimes?
Because of the
scapegoat.
Unfortunately, the union. it's the police. The police definitely need reform, no doubt about it, especially the union. They're too busy protecting the bad and not the good guys. So they definitely need reform. That he definitely should not have been there that night. He should not have been a police. He should have been in jail for some of the other things he did. But unfortunately, what happened with George Floyd so far, there's reasonable doubt. And, you know, the law says that reasonable doubt, you cannot find him guilty.
I believe there should be police reform, but with the higher-ups.
Yes.
And they shouldn't take their tactical vest because that's what protects them. You know, they're supposed to get proper training.
It goes all the way up the chain to judges and a good example of it is our district attorney here in Polk County. Got a DWI driving a government car, and he doesn't get no charges. He just gets a slap on the hand, and now he's a district attorney in a different county.
Yeah, that's
wrong. I know,
long.
It's all bullshit.
And he shouldn't even be in any type of a branch now after driving drunk, proven on video that they showed all over Facebook that he was drunk driving a government car.
That's sad.
And now he's got it again in that county for he was secretly video recording sex tapes with people that were in trouble so they get off.
Oh, my God.
Same district attorney.
It's all personal responsibility, of which nobody has. And just because you're in a high position, you are held at a higher standard, just like we are in the military. You're held at a higher standard. That's why the UCMJ will friggin' crucify you unless you're an officer, because they get away with all kinds of shit. Well, I don't know. It all depends. Because they're starting to crack down more on generals, colonels, and all that, on things that they do wrong. I mean, come on. You know what they do? If you're in the military and you commit adultery, you get an Article 15. And you get downgraded.
Wow.
You if you cheat on your spouse with a civilian, you get Article 15. If you cheat on your spouse with another soldier and they're married, holy shit, you might as well just hang it up. You get a demotion and an Article 15. Maybe two. It
wow.
all depends on who your commanding officer is. I mean, if they could be so strict with enlisted, why can't they do the same thing for politicians? Because you're, or judges or mayors or whatever, you're not above the law. Not even Her Royal Highness Pelosi. No, I know. That's what I'm saying. And all I see is 1776 coming around again. That's what's going to happen. I dreamt the other night. I can't think what night it was. Maybe two nights ago. That we were going to war, and it wasn't the military, and it wasn't even militias. It was people, Americans, standing up. And we were, there was a bunch of us from the group, and we were in this building, and there was quite a few other people, and we were all getting our whatever weapons we had, our ammo and this, that, and the other, and we were going to war. So I don't know if it holds true or not, but we'll see. People just need to wake up. No, I know.
Yeah.
It's just prepare. And if anything does happen, be ready for it. And people who aren't old enough, I should say this, anyone under 30 really has no idea, unless you're in the military. under 30 than you would. The last war we had on American soil was the Civil War.
Yep. Because they're too afraid. The others, our enemies are too afraid to come after us because we have so many civilians who
is, it's going to be a civil war again, not World War III. If they keep up this shit with the guns and letting the BLM and Antifa get away with everything, it's going to be good versus evil. It's not going to be left versus right. It's right versus wrong. And that's what it's going to be.
Because there are actually a number of Democrats and liberals, true liberals, not this bullshit progressive liberals, libertarians, who will come to the side of good. Like you said, not right or left. It's good and evil.
Yeah,
and
Mnuchin
doesn't.
Biden appointed Mnuchin's wife to the cabinet in hopes that Mnuchin will stay on the side of the Democrats. He thought he could bribe them, and it's not working.
I hope.
So far, so good, but, I mean, I don't know. There's just a – and I think with this border problem, it's waking a lot of Democrats up. They're starting to see that. That's a mess. It's a royal mess.
Well, here's the thing. A lot of Democrats and libertarians, a lot of libertarians actually did vote for Trump type of thing. But the majority of people that voted for Biden, the real people that voted for Biden, not the phony ones, they did not vote for Biden. They voted against Trump because they were lied to. But now they're starting to see the truth. That's why I'm saying, we will have a lot more people on the side of good than they realize.
You know the Biden Harris shirts and bumper stickers and shit like that? They actually have a shirt that says "Settle for Biden Harris." We're going to settle for that because we don't like Trump because of what the media said. They actually have, and that's the people that really voted for Biden. Nobody voted for him because they thought what he stood for was good. Well, no, the BLM and Antifa.
No, low information voters.
Yeah. And here's the thing. People can talk shit all they want. Trump saying he likes the uneducated voter, and they wanted to make it out like he was being a dick. No, he wasn't, because he was referring to, and he even said it himself, an uneducated voter is easy to teach what is right from wrong. That's what he was talking about. But everybody wants to take it out of context. Oh, he was calling you stupid. Yeah? Well, Biden said poor kids are just as bright as white people, and you guys are dumb enough to vote for him.
Or black people can't get identification. Black people don't know how to get identification. Black people don't know how to use the computer to make an appointment to get the vaccine.
I know. And these idiots still vote for him. Thing of the vaccine, I don't know if we talked about it the other day or not. Not Trudeau, but whoever else is in their government said that there's over 600,000 people over 65 that have not made an appointment to get a vaccine. And he said they will go door to door and force it. Huh?
I said, I bet you it's on purpose that they haven't done that.
Oh, yeah, because they already said they're not getting it. But he said that we're going to go door-to-door and make you get it. Bullshit. Try to knock on my door.
Unfortunately, America is the only country that has the Constitution that we have that gives us our rights as well as a gun to defend them.
Yeah, but here's the thing. according to Biden, just because it's in the Constitution doesn't mean you have a leg to stand on.
Once he touches that amendment, take my gun.
I'm telling you, watch. You're going to start seeing people are going to start fighting back, and that's when it's going to be all out, whatever. And they and now they've got more proof than ever about January 6th. The FBI has come out and said it was not an insurrection. It was not whatever. It was just a bunch of jackasses who went there. It was all a setup. And honestly, that was not an insurrection. Nobody had a gun. Quite the insurrection
But did you see what happened today? BLM went into that bank and went inside the federal building. I'm sorry, went inside the Capitol building or whatever in Portland. The police even arrested a person, and that's not an insurrection. That's, you know, protesting.
I know. Oh, but you know what they failed to see? Is that woman who blew up the Capitol to kill as many Republicans as she could, and then Bill Clinton pardoned her. And guess who she works for now?
Yes.
But she actually blew up the Capitol. Well, not completely.
Yes.
But she brought about, boom, blew it up. But that was okay. But
and that,
a couple
and that
hundred
man, and what about that woman, that the weathermen people? You know, that got, you know, have been released out of jail, and one of them now is a district attorney or attorney general or something. And the other one that served jail for 22 years after shooting a cop, killing a cop.
Now
he's being put on the thing to help reform police.
Yep. I'm like, seriously? These people have, I mean, like, wow. You know what? My faith in humanity is in the toilet. I have no faith in humanity anymore.
No,
after all the crap I've seen.
I still believe in the inherent goodness of mankind. And that's probably why I constantly get fucked over. But, you know.
I am losing faith. I really am. Because all of these evil gets away with it.
No.
Huh? I lost that a long time ago. I'm ahead of the game.
I'm not as trusting as I used to be, but at the end of the day, it's not my place to judge anybody. That's God. God only has that right to dole out punishment and everything, that respect. You know, if I ever, ever have to shoot somebody, even if it's in self-defense, my life or theirs, I'll take their life, but it's going to hurt my heart. I mean, it's going to hurt me. I mean, I know I'll be able to do it, especially if I'm defending somebody else or it's my life. But, you know, if I do it, it's going to be because I have God's strength behind me. He's the one that's giving me the strength to do it. You know what I mean? So that's why I'm saying I still believe in the inherent goodness of mankind. I still believe that every human on life on earth still has that spark that God gave them. It's just been overshadowed. I still believe that anybody who is truly repentant with their last breath, no matter how evil they can be forgiven by God. So,
you know,
that's why I'm saying, I'm just a sucker, you know, naive, whatever. But I don't care. That's how I am. This is how God made me, and I'm going to. That's my strength, you know, is God.
But you know what's wrong? And I think this has a lot to do with it. You know, I think I brought it up. Senator Warnock, he's supposed to be a reverend. He's trying to serve, have two masters. He wants to serve God, and then he wants to serve man. You can't.
He doesn't.
And I think that's
God.
Where humanity's gotten. They want to have the best of both worlds. You can't do. You either have to.
No.
You either have to be a good person, or you can't have both. I'm sorry,
no,
that's just
the
way it is. You can't. And that's what's happened to humanity. They're like, whatever, you know, and it just doesn't cut it anymore. And, you know, every time I see a homeless person or whatever, and I'll give them money. And when I was overseas in London, I actually helped someone, and they said, why, he's just going to go buy drugs with it or alcohol. And I know what I did. I helped someone. Now it's up to them to do the right thing with it. And it's like, now people are looking at you if you want to help anybody. Well, I hope you're never in the position to ever need help. Ever.
Right.
When I was in West Virginia before we moved, they did something to our light bill. I don't remember, what was it, the lights or the water? I can't remember. It's one of the two. And this bitch that worked at the utility company would not budge over $50. Would not budge. They're like, no, we got to shut it off. I'm giving you three-fourths of the bill. And I cussed her out so bad, she started crying. And I said, you know what? I would normally apologize, but you deserve that. Now go home and cry to somebody who cares, because I don't. I said, I pray to God that you never, ever have to worry about your utilities being shut off over $50 damn. Oh, I was.
Right.
But see, that's how I've gotten. And it's like, if you want to get walked on, you know, I mean, I guess the fine line you have to walk. How much are you going to put up with before you snap? And apparently mine's always utilities and the phone bill.
Right. it's hard. It really is hard to do the right thing. It is hard. But the best things in life don't come easy. They're not free and they're not easy.
No.
And there were a lot of good men and women who gave their lives for us to have what we have in this country today. I am not going to lay down and have them given up their lives, their legs, their arms, their sanity. I am not going to lay down and let it be taken away from us.
Oh, yeah. I posted it already. I know we only got 10 minutes left. I found our our joke of the day.
What's the joke of the day?
Hold on. I emailed it. I'll have to play it, but put the thing up to it. Hold on a second. That's the wrong email. Hold on. Oh, shit. It's on our, I'll have to go on our Facebook page, but hold on. It's another one of those, oh, my God. You just, really, she laughed about it. There's another one of those stupid things. Just give me a moment while I go find it real quick.
Now, I'm not going anywhere. I hurt my ankle pretty badly this morning, so I'm not moving.
Was there any birthdays or anniversaries?
Nah, I guess March is a slow month.
You mean April?
Oh, yeah, April. or rather, we should probably count 9 months back and say that was a slow month.
Oh, I can't do this one. Damn it, I can't, because you got to see it. Because you have to actually see it. I'll have to take the video and put it. It's the one on, it's the one about how the people make their kids' names.
I got some funny stories about that.
It's about the kid. His name was F-S-S-S-S-T. And I thought it was... No, it was Forrest. Forrest.
Oh.
Yeah, but it's a video. It's on three or four other names, and the teachers or the ER's like, but I forgot. You gotta see it. So damn it, I can't show it.
You know, the funniest ones I know are Famal. The mother thought the doctor gave the baby her name, so the daughter went through life being called Famal. F-E-M-A-L-E, female. But she was a foreigner, not American, and she thought the doctor had given her daughter that name, Famal. Then, and my sister, who's a teacher, she had some really interesting ones. There was one that was, Orange Jello. And,
there was a comedian. He said his name was Lemangelo because his mom liked lemon jello.
Oh, my goodness.
But somebody's already named their kid Covidia.
Chlamydia?
Covidia. For COVID.
Yeah,
Chlamydia.
I heard about that.
Social distant. No, I really have about 25 years ago when I worked at Little Caesars, I had this girl, she was one of my shift managers, and she was telling me about her sister, what she had named her kid. And she called her kid a sweepe. I said a sweepe.
Oh my gosh.
And you spell it out, and I said, dude, that's ass wipe. WIPE. She says, no, that's a sweepe. No, that's ass wipe. she actually, I was like, oh, my God. But, see, that's just it. These people need to stop giving their kids stupid names.
Oh, I know somebody who had an affair with a married man and then let him give the child a name. And you know what he named the kid? Your Majesty.
Wow.
You know, and I'm like, what the heck is wrong with people? I think the court said no, that had to change, but at any rate,
yeah,
a lot of judges have.
They've forbidden. Hold on.
Certain names, yeah. Because it's a title,
hold on.
Not a name.
Yeah. Hold on. Baby names that have been banned worldwide. Okay. Lucifer. You're not allowed to name your child Lucifer. Yep. Nutella. IKEA. Messiah. RoboCop. Prince William.
Wait,
Mini Cooper. Tula does the hula from Hawaii. They were going to name their child Tula Does the Hula from Hawaii.
Oh, my God.
Facebook.
Really?
The Nerdy. Yeah. Lucia. Wow.
What's wrong with Lucia? Wait. What's wrong with Lucia? How do they spell it?
Lucia.
That name's been around for a long time. That's an Italian name.
Okay. Well, here's the thing is, they said it was pronounced Lucia.
Lucia. The hell is Lucia?
Whatever.
It's actually Lucia.
Lucia.
That's an Italian name.
No, I'm looking at how the pronunciation is Lucia. Or Lucia. There's nothing wrong with Lucia. But you can't. Chow toe, anal.
Okay,
Jesus.
2 minutes.
Well, I can see that.
Okay.
My mom's name was Vincenza. That was an. She didn't like it though because it was some drug addict princess.
You got to see this one. B R F X X C C X X M N P C C C L L L M M and P R X. Forget it's a whole bunch of letters, and it's pronounced Albin. Sure. But yeah,
what language?
Huh? What language? Stupidity. People are, honest to God, people are using Roman numerals. Oh, there was no language. There was none.
All right.
Oh,
2 minutes.
Sweden. Sweden. Go ahead.
I want to thank everybody for calling in. God bless America. God bless our kids, veterans, first responders, our troops. And God bless the Defender 7. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Hey, great talk as always.
Good night.
Good night.